The following is tape number 9 on the Nectar of Devotion series, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded between October 20th and November 14th, 1972, in Vrindavan, India.
In the Shastra it is said, generally people in this material world, they are in the Rajoguna. Therefore, hard working activities, they take it as pleasure. If some saintly person do not work, he is engaged in devotional service or meditation or chanting, sometimes it is misunderstood that these people are escaping, because they take it very nice to work very hard. Unless you work very hard, they take it as a process of escaping. They are escaping the social obligation and other obligation, as they are taking to mendicant life, living at the cost of others, so many things. So they like it to work very hard. But our Krishna consciousness movement is transferring that hard working to the business of Krishna. That tendency for hard working may be utilized, just like the Mayavadi philosophers. They think that lust and anger, these are our enemies. Kaam, krodh, lobh, moha, matsarya. But Narottamdas Thakur says that the kaam also can be utilized for Krishna's service. Kaam Krishna karmarpane. If one is very much attached to work for Krishna, that tendency for the karmi is to work very hard for sense gratification, it can be utilized. It can be. Similarly, krodh bhakta deshiyan. Krodh, anger is not good, but anger also can be utilized for Krishna's service. Just like Hanuman, he became angry upon Ravan for the sake of Lord Ramchandra, and he set fire in the golden city of Ravan, Lanka. So that anger was utilized for Lord Ramchandra's service. He never utilized anger for his personal sense gratification. In this way, everything can be adopted in the service of the Lord. And as I was explaining the other 6 items, how devotional service, pure devotional service, is the only means to attract Krishna. To attract Krishna, you can not utilize your spirit of karmis, or jnanis, or yogis. You can attract Krishna simply by devotional service. Bhaktya mam abhijana. Krishna says plainly that simply by devotional service, one can understand me, bhaktyamam avijana. So, the activities of the karmis, when adopted in the service of Krishna, even by working so hard, our tendency, we can actually, devotional service depend on the main principles, Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasivanam Archanam Bandhanam Dasyam. But within the category of Dasyam, just like Hanumanji, he was engaged in the platform of Dasyam. Arjuna was engaged in the platform of Sakram. So, they are also working very hard. The battlefield of Kurukshetra it was not a place of sitting down very easily and silently. When he was fighting just like a soldier. He took all the duties of the soldier, but it was being fought for Krishna. That is the attraction. That is pure devotional service. Krishna also gave him certificate, Bhaktosi Priyosi. My dear Arjuna, you are my dear friend and devote. By any action, if it is adopted for the satisfaction of Krishna, that is devotional service, and one can attract Krishna, attention of Krishna. Attention of Krishna can be attracted by pure devotional service without any personal motive. That order is received through the disciplic succession of the spiritual master, how Krishna will be pleased. In the present condition, we do not know how Krishna will be pleased, but we know from the Shastras, we can know also from the direction of the spiritual master, how Krishna will be pleased. Jasya prasadad bhagavat prasad. So, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, you have to follow the direction of the spiritual master. He is guiding as a leader, and if he is pleased, that means Krishna is pleased. Jasya prasadad bhagavat prasad. The devotional service is the only way. Karmi means they are working very hard for their personal benefit, not for Krishna's benefit. Similarly, Jnanis, they are also trying for personal benefit, mukti. He wants mukti, liberation, nirbhid brahmanusandha. Similarly, yogis also, they want personal benefit, some material power, astasiddhi yoga, animalogima, siddhi, bhukti mukti siddhi kami, sakali asan, chaitanya chaitamrita tatha se. Except pure devotee who only wants to satisfy Krishna, everyone is working for his personal benefit, karmi, jnani, yogi. But Krishna says, pure devotional service, Rupa Goswami says, pure devotional service is the only means to attract Krishna. But ignorance is no excuse. One reading, next. Generally one commits sinful activities.
Due to ignorance. But ignorance is no excuse for evading the reaction, sinful activity.
Yes. Generally we commit sinful activities knowingly, if not knowingly, unknowingly. Just like we are walking on the street, we are killing so many ants unknowingly. So that is also sinful activity. You do not know, you do not want to kill the ants, but still unknowingly you are killing. When you take water from the jug, there are so many animals encircling the water jug. And when you take water, some of them die. When you make paste on the pestle and mortar, spices, so many small insects die. That is going on. So, knowingly or unknowingly, we are committing sinful activities. So how to save? That is replied in the Bhagavad Gita. Jagnyarthe karma annatra lokayam karma bandham. If you do not act, or if you do not engage yourself in Krishna consciousness business, then you are becoming implicated with so many sinful activities. That is sure. Therefore, one has to take to Krishna consciousness without faith. Otherwise, he will be entangled. Karma bandhana. Even if he is doing pious activities, he is becoming entangled in karma bandhana, in bondage. He has to take birth. Pious activities means he has to take birth in nice family, rich family. That is also bandhana. He has to enter into the womb of the mother and live there for 10 months in compact, airtight compact bag. That is not very good living condition. But we forget all these things. Now, either we do not care for this. But actually, fact is, knowingly or unknowingly, we are becoming implicated. But if we simply take to Krishna consciousness, and if we engage ourselves in his unalloyed devotional service, if we try to understand Krishna, his activities, his form, his name, his quality, his paraphernalia, then the result will be, as Krishna says, tapta dehaṁ punarjanma naiti māmeti. There is no question of reaction, because Krishna says, even we are doing, that we are bound to do, as I have already explained, that knowingly or unknowingly, we are committing sinful activities. But Krishna gives his assurance, aṁ tvā sarva pāpibha mokkhaśya. So if he, of course a devotee never does anything knowingly, sinful, but unknowingly he is doing. But Krishna is taking charge of him. Aham ta sarva papibha mokkhaśya. So there is no question of grief. Therefore the subject matter is relief from material distress. If you take to Krishna consciousness without any motive, sincerely, then your position is secure. Krishna takes charge of it. Kauntya pratijani hi name bhakta pranasat. His devotee will never be vanquished. Just like Arjuna was considering how he could kill his kinsman, his family man, his nephew, his brother, his grandfather on the other side. Actually, this killing business is not very good. It is sinful. But the same thing he committed after understanding Bhagavad Gita, he agreed, Kurishe Bachanamto, yes, I shall fight. Does it mean, in the beginning, he was considering about the sinful effects of his activities? Why did he engage himself in the same business, although he knew this is sinful? No. If you, even it is acted, so-called sinful activities, for Krishna, under the order of Krishna, for pleasing Krishna, then that is also devotion. It is very difficult. We should not manufacture such concoction. But the fact is that if actually one is acting for Krishna, there is no question of sinful reaction. That's a fact. Relief from material distress. And material distress means it is due to sinful activity. In another place also, in the Brahma Sanghita, it is said, karmani niddahati kintu cha bhakti bhajam. Karmani. And everyone is being caught up by the action and reaction of karma. But a devotee is protected from the action and reaction of karma. Karmani niddahati kintu cha bhakti bhajam. A devotee, a Krishna conscious person remains free always, provided he is fully engaged in Krishna conscious activities for pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Sinful activities are of two kinds, those which are mature and those which are not mature. The sinful activities for which we are suffering at the present moment are called satur. The many sinful activities stored within us for which we have not yet suffered are considered immature.
Yes, this is also another position. The reaction of our sinful activities, we are suffering. As soon as we get a material body, it doesn't matter whether a rich man's body or a poor man's body, the material body is itself subjected to threefold miseries of this material condition. Therefore, Arjuna was advised by Krishna, Agama paina nitya tang titikhasa bharat. You cannot avoid the miserable condition of this body. That is not possible. So, we have to tolerate. There is no other excuse. But do not create another body. That is devotional service. Karmani niddhati kimtucha bhakti bhaja. Due to our past karma, we have got a certain type of body. Karmana daiva netrena. By the supervision of superior order, superior vigilance, we get a certain type of body. This may be a king's body or a poor man's body, an animal body or anything we get. That is by superior order. So, we should not create another body. That is the aim of human life. We should not create another body. Another place in the Bhagavad, it is said, Nunang vikarma krute, Nunang pramatta krute vikarma. Pramatta. Pra means prakishta rupena, matta, mad. We are living entities. We have come here in this material world for sense enjoyment. And we are therefore mad appetite, pramatta. So, nunang pramatta kurute vikarma. Vikarma means, which is against the laws. Just like karma, akarma, vikarma, these are explained. So, vikarma means against the law. The Vedic version, they give us you should work in this way. But if we do not act according to the Vedic injunction, that is called vikarma. And we become subjected to sufferings, impious activities. But we do it because we are mad after sense gratification. We do not care. Just like a thief, he knows that by stealing he will be punished. But still, because he is mad after stealing, he'll do it, taking the risk of being arrested and being harassed. Nunang pramatta vikarme, nunang pramatta kurute, jad indiya pritaye aprinoti. And they are mad after doing all this nonsense only for sense gratification. The Rishabhdev says, nasadhumanne, this is not good. Jatma atmanayam, as we have got this body, material body, miserable, because as soon as you get a material body, you are put under the miserable condition of material nature. So, we should not create another body, so that we shall be put into under tribulation again. That is intelligence. So, if we put ourselves in the activities of devotional service, we save that risk, not to create another body. If we do for indriya priti, jat indriya pritaye apnoti, then we create another body. But if you act in devotional service, then even there are something sinful activities. Karmani niddhati kintu cha bhakti bhaja. So, for a devotee, he is saved. He is saved from creating another new material body. In this way, the stress is given that sinful or not sinful, we should not create another body. Karmakanda. In the Narthandas Thakur says, Karmakanda, Gyanakanda, Sakali Bishera Bhanda. Amrita Baliya Jiva Khai, Nana Jani Brahman Kare, Kadarja Bhakhan Kare, Tar Janma Adhapate Jar. We should not take either to Karmakanda, creative activities for elevating to the heavenly planet, Jnanakanda for stopping the birth and death and merge into the impersonal Brahma, that is Jnanakanda. The Karmakanda, Jnanakanda, Narthandas Thakur says, everything is Vishabhanda, the poison pot. Why poison pot? Karmakanda Amrita Valiya Jiva Khai. If we drink poison pot, thinking it is nectar, then the result will be that we have to accept another body and we have to be under the tribulation of material nature. And sometimes we get the body of the king of heaven and sometimes we get the body of a hog for eating stool. This is going on. Nana Jani Bhavankar. We have to wander in different species of life and we have to eat all abominable things. Tar janma adhapatate. So we should not spoil our life in that way for creating another body. We should be very careful that we may not create another material body. And what is that safety position? Krishna says, janma karma me dibdam jujanati tattata. If you simply try to understand Krishna, how Krishna takes his birth, how he becomes the son of Devaki, son of Nanda Maharaj, how he becomes the son of Yashoda. These things, if we study, if we try to understand Krishna, if we don't accept Krishna as ordinary man, abhijananti maga murha, then in this way, if we understand the science of Krishna, jai Krishna tatta vetta sei guru hava. If one understands the science of Krishna, he is spiritual master. Kiva vipra, kiva sudra, nasi kane no. It doesn't matter whether one is Brahmin, or one is a sudra, or one is a sannyasi, or one is a grihastha. It doesn't matter. If he knows the science of Krishna, jai Krishna tatta vetta sai guru. If he knows the science of Krishna, jo janati tat, janma karma me dibbam jo janati tat, how that tatva, the truth, can be understood, that is also explained by the Lord himself. Bhaktamam abhijanati javan jaschami tatva. You cannot understand in truth. You cannot understand Krishna in truth by other process, karma, jnana, yoga. No. Bhaktya mama jana. See? So you have to take to devotion and service. Then you shall understand Krishna. Krishna will reveal. If you are engaged in Krishna's service constantly, tesam satatu juktanam bhajatang priti purvak. If you have devoted heart and soul for service of Krishna, then Krishna is within yourself. He will give you intelligence. Buddhi yogam dadamika. He will give you intelligence. He will purify your heart. He will purify your position. As you have read in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sinnathang sakata Krishna punna sevana kirtana riddantasva avadrani vidhunati suhitsatam. If you simply hear about Krishna, the process. So, Krishna Tattva Vitta means to hear about Krishna. That's all. Try to hear about Krishna. Satanta Sangatma Vabija Sangvita. That is potential. Simply if you hear from the right source of Krishna, not for the professional or from Jainis, Gurmis or politicians, no. Pure devotee, satang prasanga. in pure devotional service, in pure devotional mode, then the potency will act and we shall become pure devotee. Taner bhitar diya marame pushita. It will act, and as soon as it will act, you become Krishna conscious, then your life becomes successful, above all sinful or pious activities. What is that? Samaditta itan mancha vyabhicharini bhakti yogina jasivati sagunan samaditta itan samaditta sammak atita. You can perfectly overcome the influence of the gunas, the three modes of material needs. Because our suffering is due to association of the three gunas. Karanam gunasanga asya sadasat janma jvanishu. We are getting different types of body, either as a king or as a dog. Sad asad. We think the king's body is very nice, dog's body is not good. But whatever body we get, material body, that is not very good. Nasadhu manne jato atmanayam asannapi klesa dayasa deha. Any body, any type of body you get, you must suffer. It doesn't matter, European body, American body, or Indian body, or this body, or that body. If we think, now you are Americans, you are very happy. You are Indians, you are poor. No. Either poor or happy. It is all unhappiness. Karanam gunasanga sa sadasad. That is made association with the modes of material life. But if you engage yourself 24 hours in Krishna consciousness business, in devotional service, then sagunal samatittayitan brahma bhuyayakalpa. Immediately you are on the brahma-bhūta position, liberated position. So, just like one man is suffering from disease, somehow or other, if he comes in the, what is called convalescent stage, freed from the diseased condition. But if he keeps that convalescent stage rightly, he do not, relapse. If you do not relapse the disease, then you are nice. Similarly, to keep in Krishna consciousness means you are not diseased condition. But do not allow the disease to relapse. That means do not deviate from the devotional side. Mancha abhyavicharin bhakti yogina jasevat. Abhyavicharin. Don't misuse the devotional service. Then you are all right. Sagunan samatitta itan brahma bhuyayakal. Then you keep yourself always in the transcendental position, brahma-bhuta position. And then from brahma-bhuta position, you can elevate yourself to the parabhakti. Spontaneous. Parabhakti means spontaneous devotion. Automatically you will be loving Krishna. Brahma bhuta prasanna atma na sochati na kankati samas sarvesu bhutesu madhvakti lavati param. And after being in the Brahma bhuta state, that devotional service is very sound, parabhakti. Otherwise, if we stick to the devotional service of temple worship, just like one is performing temple worship, regulative principles, that is also, we should go forward. This is Kanishtadika. So, bhakta prakita smita. So, we must elevate ourselves to the second class devotee position. To become first class devotee, that is very difficult job. We can expect after executing devotional service as a madhyamadhikari, then we can be promoted. But if we keep ourselves simply on the lower stage of devotional service, then there is chance of falling down. Sabhakta prakita smita. Simply, just like generally they keep in the Kanishtha Adhikar state, of course there is no loss in any Adhikar, in any position. You are benefited because you have taken the devotional service. But our attempt should be from Kanishtha Adhikar to Madhyama Adhikar. Madhyama Adhikar means preacher. Unless one comes to the Madhyama Adhikar, he cannot preach. Because in the Uttama Adhikar, there is no need of preaching. Because in Uttama Adhikar, he sees everything good. He does not think anyone is lacking Krishna consciousness. He says everyone is Krishna. I am not Krishna consciousness. Just like Kaviraj Goswami said, Purisher ki thaite muise loghishtha. He sees himself lower than the worm in the stool. But he is not so. But he thinks like that. So, Uttama Adhikari, it is not to be imitated. One must keep himself in the Madhyama Adhikari state. Madhyama Adhikari state means that one knows what is Krishna, Ishvara. One knows who is Krishna's devotee, Ishvara Tadadhineshu. And one knows who is innocent, neither devoted nor non-devoted. And he knows who is non-devoted. This is preaching. In Kanishtha Adhikari, he knows simply how to worship the deity. So, it is the duty of the spiritual master to promote the devotees from the Kanishtha Adhikar to the Madhyama Adhikar, not to keep them. My Guru Maharaj sometimes used to lament because so many disciples he had, but nobody was coming out, very nice preacher. He was lamenting. The only Kanishtha Adhikar you are keeping, simply people in the Kanishtha Adhikar and engaging them in the auction mall. That is not required. They should not. The Kanishtha Adhikari does not know who is devotee. Natat bhakte isu charnesu. What is his duty to others? He is very busy in temple worship for his personal interest. That is also good. But one has to promote further to become a Madhyama Adhikari and then analyze who is God, who is devotee, who is innocent, who is non-devotee and behave in that way. So that business is to make friendship with devotee, to love Krishna and to the innocent priest, to enlighten them in Krishna consciousness. And those who are atheists to avoid these four things. In this way, we should execute our devotional service, then our life will be Vishang Purnam Sukhas. It will be a very happy life. That is the heading, subject matter. Liri from material discourse. Immediate. If we actually keep ourselves in devotional service according to the description given by Srila Rupa Goswami, then we keep ourselves fit in devotional service, and there is no question of material distress. Thank you very much. Yes, pure devotee is anyone who has no other motive except to serve Krishna. It doesn't matter. He is first class sankar sattva. Anna vilasita sunnam. If he has got some motive, then he is not pure devotee. He may be not advanced, but if he has no motive, then he is pure devotee. If he wants to utilize Krishna for his personal benefit, then he is not pure devotee. He is impure. So first of all, he has to become pure devotee.
Is awaiting him. Similarly, for some of our sinful activities, we are awaiting distresses in the future, and for others which are mature, we are suffering at the present moment. In this way,
yes. This is the chain of accepting the different types of bodies one after another, according to the sinful activity. On the total, without being sinful, nobody accepts this material body. Because in the Bhagavad Gita, we understand, jisham antagatam papam, one who has finished the reaction of his sinful activities, te dandamaha nirmukta, jisham antagatam papam jananam punyakarma. Punyakarma means the sublime punyakarma, is devotional service. Savanam kirtanam vishnu, smaranam padasi. This is the topmost punyakarma. Because, as it is stated in the Bhagavad, sinnatang satata krishna punya savana kirtan. Simply, if we hear about Krishna, that is punya. Even if you do not understand, do not take it very seriously, if you simply give oral reception to the words of Krishna, that activity itself is punya. Punya savana kirtan. So, one who has got advanced in hearing about Krishna, that is the result of multi forms of, multi varieties of pious activities. Vasudevi Katharuchi is the resultant action. Kritapunna punya, these words are used. Just like when the cowherd boys were playing with Krishna, Sukadeva Goswami said that these boys are kritapunna punya. Heaps of pious activities they have performed. Therefore, they have got this chance of playing personally with the Supreme Personality of God. So long we are tinged with sinful activities, we have to accept different varieties of body, either the body of Lord Brahma or the body of an ant. Indra Gopa, a small microbial insect, Jastindra Gopa Matamandra Mahosakarma. From this Indra Gopa, the microscopic insect, it's called Indra Gopa insect. From this Indra Gopa insect to the real Indra, the king of heaven, everyone is suffering or enjoying. Actually it is suffering. The resultant action of his karma. It doesn't matter what kind of body a living entity has got, but the body itself is the symptom, is the sign that one is sinful. This is the conclusion of this shastra. Because as soon as one is free from sinful activity, at that time, he goes back to home, back to God. Tatta deham punarjanmanai mami. So, this material body is achieved due to sinful activities, and sinful activities are performed due to ignorance. Therefore, knowledge is essential. Jnana vairag. These two things are essential in human life. Knowledge and renunciation. Renunciation means sinful activity. Go on.
In this way there is a chain of sinful activities and their concomitant distresses, and the conditioned soul is suffering life after life due to these sins. He is suffering in the present life the results of sinful activities from his past life, and he is meanwhile creating further suffering for his future life. The impure or sinful activities are exhibited, if one is suffering from some chronic disease, if one is suffering from some legal implication, or if one is born in a low and degraded family, or if one is uneducated or very ugly.
So, the soul is within this body, encased, dehinasmin yatha dehe. Due to ignorance, he is committing, say, for in our eating process, we are eating so many things out of ignorance, which we should not eat, and creating the sinful reaction. Nana jani bhraman kare, kadarja bhokkhan kare. Narsam Das Thakur says, things which are not eatable, we eat, and we circumambulate various types of bodies. Nana jani bhraman kare, kadarja bhokkhan kare. Just like the hog is eating stew, kadarja, a very abominable thing that it is eating. Similarly, many other forms of bodies, you are eating very abominable things on account of your particular type of body. And this is due to ignorance. And this ignorance is our greatest enemy. The human form of life is meant for acquiring knowledge, not to keep one in ignorance. Tamasi ma jyotir gama, that is the Vedic injunction. Don't keep yourself in darkness, darkness of ignorance. But jyotir gama, go to the light, that is the Vedic injunction. The best knowledge is giving Krishna himself, Bhagavad Gita. He is coming personally to give knowledge. But we are so unfortunate, we are not accepting the knowledge given by Krishna. We are hankering after some other knowledge given by some defective human being. A human being cannot give us any perfect knowledge. Therefore, all the scientists' statements, all the philosophers' statements, they are simply theories. They are not facts, because the knowledge is not perfect. Perfect knowledge can be had from one who is not defective. Defective means, generally, a conditioned soul has four defects. He commits mistakes. He is illusioned. He has got a cheating propensity, and his senses are imperfect. The senses, we are acquiring knowledge through our senses. And if our senses are imperfect, how we can acquire perfect knowledge? Just like we are trying to see the planetary system through a microscope or binocular telescope. But the telescope machine is manufactured by a person whose senses are defective. So through the telescope, how you can have perfect knowledge? Therefore, one astronomer is placing some theory after some years that is made null and void, another theory is present. Because everyone's knowledge is imperfect. So we cannot expect perfect knowledge from the imperfect person. So our process of knowledge is different. Our Vedic process of knowledge is sadvijnanatham sagurumeva vigacche samitpani srotriyam brahmanishtham. One has to accept a guru, a spiritual master, who has received knowledge from another perfect spiritual master. Just like Krishna is the origin perfect spiritual master. Guru. Krishna, what Krishna said was realized by Arjuna directly. Therefore, if we receive knowledge from Arjuna or his disciplic succession, then our knowledge is perfect. Arjuna accepted Krishna as the Supreme Brahma. Parabrahma param dhamo pavitram paramam bhavan. So if we accept the version of Arjuna that Krishna is Parabrahma, he is the Supreme Person, he is the origin of everything, then our knowledge is perfect. I may be imperfect, but because I receive the knowledge from a perfect person, my knowledge is perfect. This is called Parampara system. So, in order to dissipate our ignorance, we should receive perfect knowledge. Then we can stop our sinful activities. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan says, Krishna says, Janma Karma Me Dibbam. Krishna appears, Krishna lives here, he teaches, he acts. If you simply try to understand Krishna from the devotee of Krishna, then we become perfect. So much so that after giving up this body, kapta dehang punarjanmanit, without being perfect, without being free from all sinful reactions, we have to undergo the tribulation of accepting different types of body. But as soon as we become perfect, through the perfect knowledge, then automatically we become uncontaminated from this material world, and we become liberated. Liberated means, as I have several times explained, to be situated in his original position. Just like a person gets fever, when his fever is subsided, he is liberated. He is called liberated from the fever. Similarly, when we have perfect knowledge, what is that perfect knowledge? The perfect knowledge to understand that I am eternal servant of Krishna. This is perfect. This is perfect knowledge. Jive Sarupai Nitya Krishna Das. One has to understand this fact that I am not Krishna, I am not like Krishna, I am not equal to Krishna, I cannot become Krishna. I am Krishna's eternal servant. This is taught by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gopi Bhaktu Padakamalayo Dasa Dasanu Dasa. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I am not a Brahmin, I am not a Shudra, I am not a Brahmachari, I am not a Sannyasi. In this way, because we identify with the Varnasram Dharma, I am Brahmin, I am Sannyasi, I am Brahmachari, I am Grihastha, I am Kshatriya. These are our designations. But when we become designation free, then I am not rank, I am not Brahmacharya, I am not this, I am not that. I am simply pure servant of Krishna. This is knowledge. Or otherwise, anything we identify, that is ignorance. This is knowledge. So, and when we come to this knowledge, that I am eternal servant of Krishna, then I am liberated. Mukti hitya unnatha rupam sarupena avasthiti hitya unnatha rupam. I am accepting a different type of body and different type of position, and I am identifying myself with that particular position. That is my ignorance. Although I am acting just like a perfect Brahmana, or perfect Kshatriya, or perfect Vaishya, still I am imperfect. Because my perfection is not to act as a Vaishya, Brahmana, Kshatriya, American, Indian, but to act as servant of Krishna. That is liberation. That is liberation. Sarvapadhi vinirmuktam, tatkaratena nirmalam. Nirmalam means liberation. That nirmalam means sarvapadhi vinirmuktam. The Vaishnava process is to become nirmalam, tatkaratena. A real pure Vaishnava simply identifies himself as a servant of Krishna. Therefore he is nirmalam. He is liberated. He does not identify himself as a Kshatriya, Brahman, American, Indian. No. That is not his position. But so long I stick to this designation, I am not Nirmal. I am Samar. With dirty things. So, we have to be relieved from these dirty things and come to the original position of Krishna consciousness. Then our sinful activities and its reaction will be counteracted.
Already we touch the past sinful activities for which we are suffering at the present moment, and we may be suffering in the future due to our present sinful activities. But all of these reactions to sinful deeds can immediately be stopped if we take the Krishna consciousness.
Yes. Evidence Krishna consciousness, if we take to Krishna consciousness, automatically we become immune from sinful activities. The devotional service, the mind being engaged on the lotus feet of Krishna, as Ambarish Maharaj did, Savai Manak Krishna Padar Bindaya, Vachamsi Vaikuntha Gunanu Varnat. Ambarish Maharaj was very responsible emperor of the world. But he fixed up his mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. And he engaged his words simply Vaikuntha Gunanuvan, simply describing the qualities, the transcendental qualities of Krishna. He used his eyes to see the deity. He used his legs to go to the temple. He used his hands for cleansing the temple. He used his nose for smelling the flower and tulsi offered to Krishna. He used his tongue for tasting Krishna prasada. In this way, he engaged all his senses in the service of the Lord. So there was no chance of committing sinful activities by his body. It can be done by everyone. Everyone can install deity at his home and regularly worship the deity according to the injunction of the shastras and spiritual master and eat prasadam and hear Srimadha Bhagavatam, chant and speak Hare Krishna. This is simple life. And one can become immune from all sinful reactions. The simple thing.
As evidence for this, Rupa Goswami quotes from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 14th chapter, 18th verse. This verse is in connection with Lord Krishna's instruction to Uddhava, where he says, "My dear Uddhava, devotional service unto me is just like a blazing fire, which can burn into ashes unlimited fuel supplied to it." Unquote. The purport is that as the blazing fire can burn any amount of fuel to ashes, so a devotional service to the Lord in Krishna consciousness can burn up all the fuel of sinful activity. For example, in the Gita, Arjuna thought that fighting was a sinful activity, but Krishna engaged him on the battlefield under his order, and so the fighting became devotional service. Therefore, Arjuna was not subjected to any sinful reaction.
So, the example is that in the fire, you go on giving fuel perpetually. it is burned into ashes. Similarly, it doesn't matter to become sinful without Krishna consciousness. Everyone is sinful. So, to become sinful is not disqualification, because everyone is sinful. But if one takes to Krishna consciousness is just like the fire, and the sinful activities are just like wood. But when the wood is in touch with the fire, so the fire would burn all the wood pure into ashes. But we should not, once we take to Krishna consciousness, we should stop the pillars of sinful activities. Whatever we did in our past life, that is excuse. But if we take to Krishna consciousness, and if we go on with our sinful activities, that will not help us. Just like the same fire. You take the fuel and add to the fire, it will burn into ashes. But at the same time, if you pour some water also, then it will be useless. Similarly, our past sinful activities, that can be burnt into ashes, provided we don't add anymore. Don't take it, now it will burn into ashes, so go on this business and that business. No, that business means pouring water into the fire. It will not burn. Go on.
Srila Rupa Goswami quotes another verse from the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 33rd chapter, 6th verse, in which Deva Rupa addresses her son, Kopina Deva, and says, quote, "My dear Loka, there are 9 different kinds of devotional service, beginning from hearing and chanting. Anyone who hears about your pastimes, who chants about your glories, who offers you obeisances, who thinks of you, and in this way executes any of the 9 kinds of devotional service, even if he is born in a family of dog-eaters, the lowest grade of mankind, becomes immediately qualified to perform sacrifices."